Nu i dessa dagar så vet nog de flesta vem Machine Gun Kelly är. Men före han blev riktigt känd för sin roll som Tommy Lee i The Dirt-filmen samt hans beef med Eminem så hade jag möjlighet att prata med honom. Han var på väg på sitt första gig till Finland. Det var i Korjamo i Helsingfors. Men i och med att hans dag i Helsingfors skulle vara så hektisk så han hade inte gjort en intervju då. Så jag ringde honom några dagar före. Och då var han i Moskva och skulle uppträda där samma kväll.
What's up, brother?
Hey, how are you? How's Russia?
Dude, it's fucking awesome so far.
Okay, have you managed to sleep off any of the jet lag?
You know, some of my band is like, you know, my drummer's like falling asleep on the drums right now at soundcheck, but I managed to be all right.
Okay, it's Russia. Is this the first time for you in Russia?
Yeah. You know, it's some of my friends' first time ever leaving the country.
Wow. Okay.
Right now.
How does it feel? I mean, because you've been writing music for many, many years, and you, of course, write about stuff from your own perspective and stories, things that has happened to you. And still, there are people everywhere in the world, in countries you have never been to, and people are touched by the songs and the music. How does that feel?
Well, one... it's amazing, but two, I feel like my job isn't done yet. You know, I want to touch so many more people, and I think that pain and love is a universal language, and I speak a lot on both, mostly pain. But because of that, I feel like, you know, maybe the people coming from broken homes like I came from, you know, are finding a secure home or a community to be a part of in me and my movement.
Do you ever hear like similar stories? I know that you just mentioned that you come from a broken home and things while you grew up weren't always that easy. And do people kind of feel what you're saying about what you're singing about and come and talk to you, for instance, after the show and tell about there if somebody has got somebody else has come from a broken home or something? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, of course. And I think that as I travel the world more and more, I continue to see more stories that blow my mind. You know, even when I was in Australia touring, there was this beautiful young lady who came up to me after the show, and she was asking for my autograph and all that, and I went to sign her arm, and she had heroin. She had track marks from shooting up heroin, like freshly shooting up all over the vein in between her bicep and her forearm. And, you know, I was asking about it. And like, you know, why she was doing it and why all this, and you know, she was expressing that my music is a type of rehab for her, and that she's weaning off the drug. And you know, it's just everywhere you go, you see different problems, different people, and you know, a lot of them are worse than mine. But I don't know, man. I guess you know, the pain is what brings us all together.
Yeah.
I just use my lyrics as a meeting ground for all of us.
Because you've been doing music for many years and you open up a lot, you know, a lot of personal stuff also from your past and from your life. Has it become more easy or more difficult during the years to open up, you know, really personal and difficult things from your life? Was it easier or difficult in the beginning?
It was easier in the beginning because I didn't have the pressures of people going the extra step to kind of invade my privacy. So as I got bigger and I would start, you know, and I kept divulging things about my personal life, I started to see that people, you know, took advantage of it. Meaning like, you know, maybe like finding out where my daughter was having, you know, dance lessons at and showing up there just to see, you know, just things that are just like, I didn't know that people would ever go that far. So now I'm a lot more cautious. I'm a lot more cautious, but you know what? I don't know, man. I mean, all I know how to do is really be honest. So I'm trying to find a balance right now between being too personal, but still maintaining what I'm, you know, the fans love about me and my music, which is that complete honesty and that very personal connection.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of honesty, you seem like a really, really honest person. You have been really, really honest and really open about your past addiction to heroin. You have also been really, but you managed to quit that for several years ago. And then you've also been really, really honest about every once in a while using cannabis. How, like, for instance, if we go back...
Every once in a while? What do you mean once in a while? I'm high right now, dude. I smoke weed every hour, every day.
Okay. I don't keep track on how often you're high right now. Okay.
Right.
But when it comes to creativity, now, like, when you say you still, like, you smoke every day, and but that is obviously way, way better than... the bit darker times when you were addicted to heroin for some years. Creative-wise, how do these drugs differ from each other?
Well, you know what's interesting is that I'm a pretty avid user of acid and mushrooms. And, you know, as many times as I've tripped, I've never done music on acid. I've performed on acid before and all that, but I've never done music on acid, you know. But... I don't know. I think, but I always write about experiences. So whether I'm high or not, it doesn't. I'm so good with my pen, and as far as, you know, documenting things that have happened in my life and turning it into rhyme, that it doesn't matter if I'm high at the moment or not. I just am more so looking for the experience that happened that I can recollect and write about.
Mm. How was it?
I mean, you know, but I mean, I also haven't written an entire. I haven't, like, done a project sober, you know, ever in my career.
Have you ever thought about?
So I can't say that. Yeah, I just don't have. I just don't. I mean, you know, it makes no difference to me. I don't think I have a problem right now. You know what I mean with it. You know, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. What was it like? Because you're doing really, really well, and you have really deserved it. And it's all of a sudden, like, you've been interested in, you've been listening to rap music for a big part of your life, and you told me that you come from a broken home and things haven't always been easy for you. All of a sudden, people adore you and worship you and love your music. What was the point when you noticed yourself, well, that, wow, think this could actually turn out to be something?
Probably after I won the Apollo Theater, which is like the famous Apollo Theater in New York City.
Yeah.
After I won that, I think that's kind of that was the first time I ever got asked for an autograph. That was the first time I ever got paid for a performance. I got paid $45 that day.
Okay.
Right. So I mean, you know, I think that was kind of like the or. I mean, you know what? Honestly, my answer is every day. Every day I'm reminded of that because every day I see different people come up and appreciate me for different reasons because I experience so much hate because I am so specific with who I'm talking to that a lot of people can't relate to me or feel me, so they hate me. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. You've been collaborating and also you use a lot of elements from rock music in your songs, and that is also that is also one thing that kind of it makes your own thing even more your own thing. The inspirations and the elements that you use then in your songs, do they just, you know, come by nature all of a sudden? Like, you just one day you think that I really want to use like a hard rock guitar for this song, or how do these inspirations come? Just like that.
On the General Admission album, which is the album I just put out, all of that inspiration came from just jamming. So everything was kind of like for example, Spotlight, which is carried by a guitar lick the whole time, which is, you know, a couple of guitar chords the whole time. That was basically me walking in a room, a friend of mine picking up a guitar, me picking up a guitar, and we just were jamming those chords out for like an hour straight. And then I was like, you know what, we need to record this, turn this into a song. And, you know, then it birthed Spotlight. Bad Motherfucker, which is with me and Kid Rock, that was me and my friend JP in my living room, and we were just jamming, and we decided to lay it down and that, you know, it all, I guess on this project it was all just from jamming. So I guess I wasn't like looking to make it sound rockish or any of that. I think it just naturally came like that.
Growing up as a huge wrestling fan, I gotta ask you, how does it feel like being powerbombed by Kevin Owens?
Dude, probably the best ass whooping you could ever ask for.
Best, like in the sense of if you have to get beat up by somebody, it might as well be him.
Or it might as well be you getting thrown off of a stage onto a table and breaking it, like how I did.
That's right. How did it feel? Did you get injured? Did you get hurt?
He threw me a little short of the table, so I broke the table like on the edge of the table with my back, so it really hurt. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. But have you spoken to him since?
No, I haven't spoken to him since.
Okay. Watch out for him then. Hey, will there be no wrestlers throwing you through anything in Helsinki, Finland? We're really looking forward to you coming here. Have a good show in Moscow, and Machine Gun Kelly, thank you so much, and see you really soon.
Thank you so much, man.
Machine Gun Kelly, han blottar sig till 100% i sina låtar, och han inser nog förstås att det kan orsaka konsekvenser, att människor blir arga eller människor blir nyfikna och vill veta mer, men så är det nu sen. Han har ett väldigt intensivt band med sina fans som är involverade i deras liv, och de är involverade i hans liv. Han skulle skriva en autograf åt en tjej då tidigare, och han såg på hennes armar att hon hade helt tydligen skjutit upp någonting, och de pratade sedan länge om det här och hennes problem. Machine Gun Kelly, han har själv också ett förflutet som heroinmissbrukare, men nu för tiden så enligt honom själv så röker han bara braja, men det gör han då hela tiden, säger han, och han medgav till exempel att han var hög när vi pratade. Att göra musik som påverkad versus att göra det när man är nykter, så det säger han ingen skillnad, men det här säger han då trots att han aldrig någonsin har spelat in någonting, att han ska vara 100% clean från någonting. Han har testat till exempel LSD, som många andra av hans kollegor menar att det är bra för kreativiteten, men för honom så funkar det inte riktigt något extra egentligen. Då som vi pratar, så det som han själv tycker att var en vägvisare i hans karriär var när han tog en seger i Apollo Amateur Night. Det var första gången han fick betalt för en spelning, och det var första gången han fick fans och skriva sin första autograf och så vidare. Och sen måste jag fråga något som hade hänt precis innan vi gjorde intervjun. Det här var alltså 2015. Hur kändes det att motta en powerbomb av wrestlaren Kevin Owens i WWE Raw Wrestling Showen? Det här kan ni hitta på YouTube. Och ja, det gjorde mycket ont.